We are stoned, and that's okay. So why don't you just stay? Sit back and listen. You don't know what you're missing. It's Talking Stoned While Getting Sports.
Welcome, fellow humans. You're listening to Talking Stoned While Getting Sports, episode 160. The big 160. Is that big? I don't know. It's not small. I'm Morgan, and the guy that keeps me in line, the MR, Mr. Austin. How the
Jesus
fuck is it going,
buddy? Oh man, that was a wild ride, folks.
When is it not?
We're just all along for the ride. Anywho, yeah, I'm doing. I may potentially be getting a new phone today, so that's cool.
Gross.
Thank you. Then I'm going to hang out with my mom because I'm cool like that.
Hey, she's pretty awesome. I'm not going to lie. We've hung out with her a couple times.
Ugh, she's all right. she's not listening, so I don't have to worry about offending.
Fair. I wish it would be another listener. That'd be like
10%. Honestly, I don't. I don't. Actually, on that note of people listening slash watching, so.
slash watching.
Well, bear with me. So I found some old YouTube videos I posted 14 years ago.
Oh no.
And it's funny because it actually kind of relates to this show. So,
how?
Well, again, just listen.
I'm trying to, but it's so suspenseful.
So, I was about 14 years old, 15 years old, somewhere in there. First of all, I look like a goddamn toddler. So there's that, but no, I decided at that young age I was going to be the next big voice in sports, or at least in hockey. So I started a NHL news show, and I did 4 episodes.
Why is this the first time I'm hearing of this?
Because I had completely pushed it out of my brain. And it came back. So just so you know, and anybody listening knows, those videos are private. You cannot find them. But actually, if we can get, and this is open forever. If we can get at least 100 listens on an episode, like that has a newer episode, obviously.
Yeah.
I will make those NHL news videos public.
Post them on our YouTube that has nothing on it.
Well, I can do that. I think. I don't know. They're already on a YouTube channel, so I might just. Anyway. So, yeah, I just want everybody to know, almost a decade and a half later, still talking about hockey on the internet.
Do you find yourself that you got any better at it since?
Yes. Also, the episodes are like 2 minutes long. Literally 2 minutes.
Well, that's so, you can just make it all one video.
Yeah. It's I don't know. Anyway, but yeah, other than that, not too much going on. How about yourself? What are you up to, you crazy?
Well, now I'm starstruck. First of all,
you should be.
I didn't realize I was podcasting with a famous YouTuber over there.
Well,
that should boost up our listens and follows, I think.
I better.
But no, this past week was expensive but eventful. I guess you all already know about the escape room, which I talked about in episode 159. I'm still dead. Nothing's changed about that because we exploded. Anywho, I went to the Fringe. Took my girlfriend to the Fringe for the first time. I don't think I mentioned that yet. No, that was after recording. That was, it used to be a lot better back in the day. Like, I don't know if you've at Austin have ever gone to the Fringe here in Saskatoon or.
Oh, yeah.
Like, before it used to be like a few blocks wide and this and that. It's like one block. There's one performer this time around. Just a couple shops and some food trucks. It's.
It's not exciting. Former glory.
No.
So, well, that's disappointing.
Sure, the performer was juggling knives while standing on a ladder and stuff like that, but I don't know. It's free to watch the shows. I mean, we gave him $5 when he, you know, goes around with his hat or whatever. So
yeah.
Didn't want to be one of those people that just
watch the whole show and then be like, yeah, I definitely have done that before.
Yeah, I've definitely stood on a 8-foot ladder and juggled 3 knives before.
What?
Mm-hmm. I was going along with your joke, but it didn't work.
No, I said I've done that as in I've watched the whole show and then not.
Oh, I thought you were making a joke.
No, I was being honest about how it was terrible.
Yeah. Well, you are. Anywho, that was the cheaper part of the week. On Wednesday, we went to the X. That was an expensive day.
The X can get very expensive.
Yeah, we went to the marketplace, spent some money in there, and then you get the X food. We got some fun nuts.
You got it.
I happened to win super passes, even though I don't like rides, so that was a little money saved there.
Oh, for sure. Super passes are great. I actually, sorry, just a little quick
go ahead
story from when I was a kid, so when I was a kid, my stepmom's mom worked at Prairieland.
Mm-hmm.
So every year we would get super passes for free. That was definitely a plus. That was probably
I'm not much of a rides person, so I never really cared about the super pass.
Well, that's because you're boring.
But I did go on one ride. And that ride was the Ferris wheel. That's the one where it's like just you're in a cart and it's just a big wheel, right? Ferris wheel. Yeah, that makes sense.
What?
I don't know rides, so I'm trying to remember the name of the ride that I went on. I think it's the Ferris wheel. Where it's just like one big circle.
Yeah, that sounds like a Ferris wheel.
Okay, cool. I got it right. Sweet. It took me 3 tries to get the name right the other day. I went on that. I hated it. I was terrified because I don't like heights.
Right.
So that wasn't fun.
No.
So I got off that and I ate some more food. And, yeah, what else? Some board games a couple days ago. That was a lot of fun. And shortly after recording, I have some slow pitch to do. I think I'm playing 2 games. One for sure, possibly a second one. So I might re-die, even though I'm already dead from the...
Re-die?
Yeah, escape room explosion. So I might... My ghost might, yeah.
Ah, yeah.
Keep up, Austin.
I can't, okay? It's too much.
Come on, keep up with my brain.
No.
Makes sense. Why is this popping up on my screen right now? Get off of there. Goodbye.
Well, because... nobody can see that, but we can hear you clicking.
I don't fucking care anymore. Hear all the clicks you want. Clickety, click, clack, clickety.
Clickety,
CFL.
Click, clack, clackety, click, click.
Shush. I move. Oh, no, plugs. We had got to back up to plugs.
So, first of all, don't forget, rate, review, download, follow, tell people, please, for the love of God. If you can
now
follow us.
We all know you're famous. That should go a long way. So.
Well, and that's true, right? Begging on the internet is always a good idea. Anyway, mm-hmm. So, yeah. TikTok, Instagram, at TSWJSPod. Me on the internet, at Pitsy Fitzgerald. What about you? Sorry, I am
Hi, I'm Morgan.
Oh boy. What?
No, but just type caption Morgan 2 in the Google machine. Something will come up, I'm sure.
I'm sure something will come up. Will it be what
no,
you want?
Probably. Twitch, although I might be switching over to a different streaming platform because, like, it matters. Like, I had a platform on Twitch.
Oh, no. This is just as big a deal as when Ninja switched. It was same thing, basically.
I might be going over to Kick.
Kick?
Kick.
Wasn't that, like, a messaging thing back in the day?
But it's a streaming thing now.
Interesting.
And it's apparently supposed to be the new big thing.
The new big thing.
Yeah.
So I'm going to
kick it over on Kick.
Just hearing about it for the first time now.
Yeah, well, I only heard about it like a week ago, but we all got to start somewhere, Austin.
Okay. So everybody follow Morgan on Kick.
It's also Capture Morgan too, so I got that going for me,
which is nice.
Mm-hmm. It's not terrible.
Okay.
We
should probably talk about sports. Almost 13 minutes in.
Nah, it's fine.
Okay. Well.
So how's it going?
Oh my God. Folks, if you want to not listen to this one, that's fine. You know, I don't blame you.
I do blame you, but I don't blame me.
Just skip forward.
Because CFL. I tried to do this earlier, but then I forgot about plugs, and now we're back. And we wonder why we don't have many followers. Interesting.
I don't.
It keeps me up at night.
Nope.
Oh, yeah. I forgot. Real quick. God. No. This is important. Honestly, okay. I'm announcing that because I'm not doing this podcast forever unless if it goes somewhere, being honest. So I'm giving this podcast till the 4-year mark worth of episodes. And we're still the same point where we're at. I'm Dunsky. I'm putting that out into the universe. Okay. I might try and come up with a different podcast, though.
I was going to say, we can also reform it.
Mm-hmm. But something's going to change, and I don't know. I give it a year. That's how long I give myself for this nonsense.
All right. Why do I feel like I just got fired?
I also fired myself.
That's fair.
Last week,
what happened last week
on Sunday? The Ottawa Red Blacks. One other thing, is that I'm on day one and a half with no water, so that's fun. Football.
You just decided to stop drinking it, or what?
No, it's not working.
Oh,
there's a sinkhole outside of my apartment.
What?
Yeah, CFL.
What? Hold on.
Ottawa Redblacks came to Regina to play the Saskatchewan Roughriders. There was a sinkhole outside of my apartment yesterday morning sometime. And the city of Saskatoon is finally starting working on it. Like over 24 hours later.
Oh, dang.
So that's where we're at. But
wait, on Wednesday?
No, right now.
Oh, that's a different sinkhole.
Oh, sorry, yeah.
I googled sinkholes in Canada or Saskatoon. Oh,
there's a lot of sinkholes here all the time because it's a shitty place.
I guess so.
Auto Red Blacks came to Regina for like the fifth attempt to play the Saskatchewan Roughriders. I was at this game. This was my girlfriend's first CFL game as an adult.
Ooh.
I think she went to one when she was like six or something like that. Sorry for coughing. And this was a hell of a game to watch. Unfortunately, my mood's going to change very quickly when we start talking about but this is the hard part of going.
You gotta enjoy what you can. You gotta enjoy the small victories.
Where was that? Yeah, it was a back to forth game. I was very impressed with the Riders' defense this game. When they were trying to contain Dustin Crum. Because, yes, we talked about this. Because he, even in the loss 2 weeks ago, he had 83 rushing yards, I believe. This game, he only had 21 and four carries. I wish he had one less yard because that would be 420. And I like things like that. But he went 16 for 20, 174 yards, no touchdowns, no interceptions. I honestly forget exactly where Ottawa got all their points because, oh yeah, Lewis Ward went 5 for 6, so that helps in field goals.
It definitely does.
I feel like they must have got a other point seller or pick six or something. I can't remember. I bet if I look at these stats and look at Mason Fine. No, he threw zero interceptions, so there's no pick six. I don't know. Anyways, fucking baked, dude. He went 23 for 37, 296 yards, one touchdown. Zero interceptions. It was nice to see Jamal Morrow get a touchdown. He only had 47 yards and 13 carries, but
hey, touchdown.
Yeah, I'll take it. This game is really, like right now, it's really hard to say anything positive about the Riders because I know what the future holds.
Hey, you know, okay, I will say on a note that this game won me some money.
Well, that's positive.
So I I bet $20 on the Riders to win, and I won $34.
What you should have done is, I'm just probably going to skip right to it, is you should have bet against, or, well, it looks like you should have bet for the Elks to win last, or on Thursday, against the Blue Bombers. I don't know if you paid any attention to that game or not.
Yeah, I didn't pay tons of attention, but just even looking at the box score, it's like, ooh, Edmonton, 15 points in the first quarter, nothing for Winnipeg.
So they were up 22-0 at one point.
Fuck.
And this was at home. They were, you know, trying to get that money, their monkey off their back, but instead,
trying to get one win.
Just one.
Just one. Oh my God.
Because the Bombers won 38-29.
God damn.
That's even with Zach Claro's getting injured this game.
So yeah, he was only 2 for 5. He was injured early.
Mm-hmm. Someone rolled on top of him. Was it a kind of a late hit? He's already part of motion. I don't know. I don't even bother looking at the internet when it comes to this type of stuff, because you're going to get dumb people going both ways. So.
Yeah, 100%.
I have yet to hear. I mean, it's only Sunday. I'm sure something will come out the day after we record, like usual.
Of course.
I've yet to hear anything about Zach Claro's and how long he's going to be injured for. But as of right now, between the East and the West, there's only 2 starting quarterbacks left.
Jesus.
One being Chad Kelly for Toronto. I guess technically Vernon Adams Jr. is back now, so I guess you have to count him, but he just came back for BC. We'll talk about that in a little bit, but I'm trying to think of the one on the Jake Mayer is the other one I was thinking of in the West over here. But back to the Bombers and the Elks. I don't know what the Elks should do anymore.
Win a goddamn game.
They tried, and their defense originally played outstanding against an amazing, even without Zach Claro's, you still have Winnipeg, still has the amazing receiving core. They have Brady Oliveira for their running back. He had 14 carries, 110 yards, so I guess I didn't even talk about the quarterbacks yet, but Drew Brown went 17 for 24.
He had a solid game in relief, 4 TDs and an intercept, only one intercept. Fuck.
Yeah, 307 yards. Like, he broke that 300-yard threshold, so it's he had a great game. Lots of people were worried about Winnipeg's depth in quarterbacks. I mean, yes, it was only against Edmonton, so if Zach Claro's is out long term, I do actually worry about Winnipeg at this point, because Drew Brown, I don't think he's your recipe for success, but against the Elks, you did enough to win, so
that's true.
Edmonton, Trey Ford, who is Canadian, by the way, sucked. He had great passing percentage, 12 for 16, so only 4 incompletions, one of them being an interception. 189 yards, 1 touchdown. So for, I think this is his second CFL start. Yeah, I think it was his second. He did fine. I mean, like, well, the first play of the game, Trey Ford was helped out by Kevin Brown, who ran it for 65 yards. Literally the first, besides the kickoff, the first play of the game, offensive play of the game. Kevin Brown, he had a day. He went 10 carries, 98 yards. And then he had that one touchdown for 65 yards. Trey Ford, 5 carries, 50 yards, one touchdown. That's not bad for the entire game when I was watching it.
Yeah.
The announcers were saying, oh, Trey Ford is not a mobile quarterback. Well, he ran it 5 times for 50 yards. It's an average of 10 yards a carry. I think he's pretty mobile. At least enough to get the job done. So, anything else you want to say about the fact that the Elks suck and the Bombers just do what they do best?
Fair enough.
Well, apparently you didn't hear the first part of what I said there.
No, I didn't. Sorry. I fucking spaced out. I'm real big.
That's okay. I asked if there was anything else you wanted to say about that game, and you're like, fair enough.
No. I that's it. That's all I got. It was the closest game of the week.
Yeah, I really wish we could skip over this next game.
Well, we can't.
The Riders went to Montreal, and the Riders decided, why bother playing football?
Yeah.
They got 12 points.
Uh-huh.
I can hear how much you're hating this already. To Montreal's 41.
No, I'm just enjoying your upsetness.
Like I mentioned last week, it was a great time that Sunday. Great game to watch.
Yeah, great game.
Game winning field goal, 54-yard game winning field goal.
Yeah,
this and that. Exciting, good times. And yes, Mason Fine did get injured, so now the Riders down to their third quarterback.
Jesus Christ.
But at the same time, Mason Fine wasn't doing anything at all exciting this game. The defense, which has been keeping the Riders' offense in games the past 3 to 4 weeks,
kind of fell apart.
Decided to not show up. Yes, you can argue, and it's a fair point where the Riders are coming off of really short week. They only had one day of practice because they played Sunday and then they played again on Friday with travel to Montreal. So they only one day of practice, fly out on Thursday, game on Friday, where Montreal has, but it's pro football. You don't want to.
It's all part of it.
Yeah. I don't know what the answer is for them. Again, we don't know how long Mason, kind of sounds like Mason Fine isn't going to be out for that long, possibly even still play next game, but.
Oh, shit.
He just went for a slide and his leg got, looked like his hamstring got jammed up or something like that, but. At the same time, if Jake Dolgella has to come in, I think with the week of practice, because now they don't play again until Sunday, so That's the flip side of these things. You get the shitty part of the first game, and then now they get a long rest. It almost turns into like half of a bye week, if you will, without actually having a bye week.
Mm.
Now you get, is it 9 days before you play your next game? People can rest, get a little healthy again. If Mason Fine is healthy, I see a play. I don't know what to say anymore. Jake went 11 for 20, 107 yards, and one interception. He did have one rushing touchdown, so that was exciting. This game was so bad, I even fast-forwarded through the last 10 minutes in the game because I just couldn't take anymore. Speaking of not being able to take anymore, I'm just like Caleb Evans, like they didn't have their starting quarterback in. Cody didn't play. He went 8 for 13, 149 yards, one touchdown, one interception. But then he had the two rushing touchdowns.
And yeah.
The defense just fell apart, and it doesn't help when the offensive getting 2 and 0s every goddamn fucking time. I'm pissed off.
Yeah, they're probably exhausted out there.
Yeah, because they didn't do terrible at the first quarter. They only gave up 7 points in the first quarter, and that was on the opening drive, but I don't know. They play again next. The Riders do against, let me look, BC, I believe. Yes.
Next week, yeah.
And that's a home game. I'm going to be there, so that's yay me. I lose that one. So, fun times ahead. And then I think they play Edmonton, going to buy. And then
play BC, and then I think they're on a bye.
Oh, and then it's the bye, and then it's the back to back.
Bombers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great.
That's gonna be fun.
What was the other game we had to talk about real quick? What?
At least the Riders put up more points than the Stamps.
Yeah, they at least got a touchdown.
There you go.
If anyone was worried about BC Lions defense after giving up 50 points last game and, you know, a few touchdowns to Winnipeg, they don't have to be worried. I mean, yes, it's Calgary. Jake Mayer hasn't been playing well all season. He only went 17 for 31, 131 yards. I have yet to even see the score. Have I? No, I have not.
37-9.
Hey! Thank you, Austin.
Beat you to it. No, I'm not. No, I don't accept your thank you. I was trying to beat you to it. It was not a
You friend. Are the best, Austin. Thank you, God sir.
Damn it.
Fuck word, no.
Yeah, but I know you are, but what am I?
No, I'm not. No response.
Nothing? All right.
Nothing. Yeah, there's nothing to really positive say about Calgary. I will say one thing positive as a Rider fan. Thank you, Calgary, for sucking more than the Riders do. But the BC Lions defense, they're right back at it again, not letting in any touchdowns, only 3 field goals. I think they're on a fast track to win this cup, whatever they do. And I think it's going to be against Toronto in Hamilton, which has. if you're a Tiger Cats fan, will hate that. Seeing the Argonauts play in your stadium as
yeah, you know,
when they're huge rivals and stuff. So
true.
I think that's how it's going to turn down, and I think that'd be a great, great cup to watch. Vernon Adams Jr. I really wish I knew he was coming back, because I would have put someone else named Dane Evans, or instead of Dane Evans, in my fantasy draft thing. Mm-hmm. I would have put Vernon Adams Jr. in as my quarterback, but no.
Well, you fucked up.
I did. But Vernon Adams Jr. went 23 for 32, 322 yards, 4 touchdowns, 1 interception. He had a great game after missing a couple due to injury, and yeah, it was a remarkable solo stand by BC Lions. They even had a block punt. So the special teams came to play, all that deal. They're a scary team, and I think they're 7-2 for the record, which is absolutely amazing. So I think I rambled enough on CFL.
Yeah.
Anything else you want to add? Nope. Or what? No?
Fair enough.
Fair enough.
No, I guess.
Well, now I think it's the perfect time for us to talk some hockey.
You goddamn right.
And the first article that I put in here, it's going to be, I know it's just a rumor, but it's going to be still very interesting to talk about, I feel like.
Yeah. So, okay. Before I even say anything, it's a rumor. It's a big fat old rumor. There's little to absolutely zero evidence that this is going to happen.
But it's the off season, so what the hell?
But it's the off season, so let's get silly. Okay. So, the Pittsburgh Penguins allegedly, potentially, rumorly, that's not a word, have offered a certain veteran a league minimum contract for the upcoming season. Now, this veteran used to play for the team. He also played for Florida, New Jersey, Boston, Dallas, Philadelphia, New York Rangers, Washington Capitals, and of course the Penguins.
You also didn't did you mention the Flames?
I think I did the Flames, Panthers.
Oh, maybe I just didn't hear you.
Oh, no, you know what? I was reading too fast, and I just read Flames as Florida Panthers because there's no comma. Okay, I see. Yeah, you're right.
He got Panthers. 1 goal and 12 points.
Yeah, 1 goal, oh, no. 7 points.
7 points in 12 games. That's
in
what
22
it was.
Games.
In 22 games. I knew there was a 2 there somewhere. God damn it.
Yeah, you thought there was a 1 there as well. Many places. It's Jágr. It's Jágr. He's 51 years old. It's not going to happen. It won't happen. But what if it did though? And you know what I mean?
I want it to.
Like, fucking why not? Crosby's not getting any younger. Malkin's not getting any Letang. They got Carlson on the team now. Fuck it. Bring in Jaromir goddamn Jágr.
That would, you know? They make the Penguins the oldest team in the NHL.
100% it would.
Imagine if they win the cup though with Jágr.
That would be actually really, really cool.
But hey, league minimum stick him on the fourth line.
Because he won back in the day with Lemieux and the Penguins. So to win again this many years later, that's pretty crazy.
Would at the age of 51, would that make him the oldest player to ever win the Cup?
Ooh, that's a good question. I will have to get back to you on that one. But I will say Pittsburgh already is the highest average age in the NHL. Pittsburgh players' average age is 31.8.
Damn.
The next closest is Washington at 30.3.
That doesn't surprise me either.
Right? But, like, yeah, Pittsburgh is old already. So, if they add fucking Jaromir Jagr, puts that average up probably, like, a couple points. That's bonkers. That is bonkers.
That's wild, dude.
Is it?
No.
I don't know. I love Jagr. I think, yeah, he would be the oldest because currently the oldest player to win the Stanley Cup is Chris Chelios.
Oh, I forgot about him.
He won in 2008 with Detroit. He was 46.
God damn.
He was 46 years old when he went with Detroit. Obviously, he wasn't the key part of that team. He was 46. But he was there, and he was contributing. Yeah, so Jagr would definitely become the oldest by far to win the Stanley Cup.
I say do it, Pittsburgh. If anyone from Pittsburgh's listening, I'd say do it.
Well, in league minimum, really, like, what's the worst that happens?
Right.
You know, it's nothing. Speaking of signings and NHL, you know, we got a little article here. Five teams that are still a mess.
This could be fun. After
the NHL free agency. The Ducks, I don't know what they're doing with the Ducks. You know, I don't know what Verbeek is doing with the Ducks. There is a lot of good young talent for sure. But signing guys like Alex Killorn and Radko Gudas, especially, Gudas is not a super productive defenseman. He's definitely the guy who's going to fuck you up for sure. But that is kind of going away in the game. And even if it isn't, he's not fast. He's very slow. He is large. He is not getting any younger. Alex Killorn's okay. I don't know about a 4-year contract, but you know,
yeah, Anaheim's definitely made. Oh, sorry, yeah. I was just gonna say Anaheim's definitely made some questionable moves in this free agency so far.
Well, and they need to make some improvements here, right? Because defense terrible, 39 mm-hmm. shots a game against, 4 goals against a game. Gibson is. I don't know what Gibson is, you know. I don't think he's good anymore, and he used to be. But
he's so hot and cold.
He's so hot and cold, and they just need more consistency. I don't know what's going on in Anaheim. Chicago is interesting. Because they had some cap space, they were able to bring in Taylor Hall and Nick Foligno from the Boston Bruins, who are desperate to shed cap. They were also able to bring in Corey Perry. Now, Corey Perry, I don't see why he would go to Chicago because Corey Perry is a guy you want in the playoffs.
Yeah.
He's not a guy that you necessarily want in the regular season. And that's no offense to him at this point in his career, but that's just, it is what it is. And
Corey Perry seems to have been trying to chase the cup for quite some time now, and right now Chicago, I don't see being that team to get him that cup.
No, not at all.
In the near future, at least.
Not at all. Now, I will say, it definitely helps picking Connor Bedard, but Connor Bedard is not going to win you a cup.
Not instantly. Sorry, I'm talking over the top of you right now.
It's okay. Hear me out, though. Like, as good as Connor Bedard is, look at Connor McDavid. Connor McDavid is a fucking world beater, but he can't win a Stanley Cup by himself. Right?
And then the Oilers even have, you know, arguably the second best player out there, Draisaitl.
Right?
And they still can't get it done. Like, it doesn't. It's not the 80s anymore. You can't just win with one or two people.
And that's where I kind of get upset at people when they're like, when you're comparing the players and like who's better using Stanley Cups. Because I get it. It does take an extra level to win, but you need a good team. You can't just win it by yourself. So it's not really an individual stat, you know? Like, hey, congrats, you won four cups, but I don't, like, or a cup, you know, but it doesn't, like, I don't know. There was guys on, you know, there's always guys on Stanley Cup winning teams where it's like, yeah, they were there, but.
Like, well, you can even look at Vegas this year. Like, Phil Kessel, he technically won his third Stanley Cup, but did he really do much?
Right. Exactly. So, yeah. But anyway, that's enough about that. Philadelphia Flyers. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Traded away Ivan Provorov to the Blue Jackets. Not the Black Jackets. The Blue Jackets. In a three-team deal. Brought in Cal Peterson. Shipped out Kevin Hayes. Bought out Tony DeAngelo, which I like. Brought in Hathaway, Ryan Poehling, Mark Stahl. They still have John Tortorella. Sean Couturier, Cam Atkinson are going to be back from injury. Flyers are definitely going to be better this year than they were last year. They had a lot of injuries, and they just kind of didn't have a direction. They're definitely going to be improved. I don't think they're going to be much improved.
No, they'll be sitting middle of the pack, I think.
Yeah. Anything else on the Flyers?
No.
Okay. So the San Jose Sharks. Now, obviously, we talked about them last week, which awesome. It was so cool to have news happen before the podcast. But anyway, Erik Karlsson and his almost all of his $11.5 million cap hit are gone from San Jose. They retained $1.5 million, but that's pretty damn good. So they've literally saved themselves $40 million over the next 4 years.
That's even with including the people they added with that trade and their salary.
So they brought in guys like Mikael Granlin, Mike Hoffman as part of this deal, and Jan Rutta, but they could also be bought out. They could be traded. They could be. Like, San Jose, I think if they're smart, they're going to keep weaponizing their cap space.
I think they're in full rebuild mode, and they're okay with that.
Well, and they got some interesting moves, right? They brought in Anthony Duclair from the Panthers. They got the rights for Mackenzie Blackwood from the Devils. They signed Philip Zadina from Detroit. No, Zadina was supposed to be a lot better than he has been. But he just did not work in Detroit, so he's hoping to get a fresh start in San Jose, and good for him. But by virtue of trading Karlsson, you know, he's not just his contract, right? He put up 101 points last year. So, oh boy, is that a big old hole on offense.
You can't really fill that out. Like, it's not likely that they're going to be able to fill that out on defense. So, get those points again. So, yeah, it's It's going to take some time, but I mean, they also still have some decent players like Thomas Hurdle and Logan Couture, which are pretty expensive, I just realized, but I don't know. See what happens with them.
Time will tell.
Fuck off.
So, next up we have the worst team in the league. I mean, the Vancouver Canucks.
They are pretty shitty.
Have made a couple notable moves in the last, you know, year, right? Trading away captain Bo Horvat. You know, getting rid of Bruce Boudreau, bringing in Tocchet. I really do like that we bought out Ekman Larson. I don't like that we ever brought him in the first place. That's besides the point.
Maybe like 5 years ago, it would have been nice to bring him in.
Yeah, 5 to 6, maybe even 7. Anyway. Anyway. The Canucks. I don't know, man. We got some good players for sure. I will say this article, there's a big old mistake here. Well, the Canucks have a budding superstar in center Elias Lindholm. Pretty sure he plays for the Flames.
Yeah, last time I checked. So unless this article knows something. That...
Well.
I would hate it so much. Oh my god. If we're talking about rumors, like we were talking about Jagr. I think I would eat my laptop.
No more podcasts for you folks. So yeah, obviously the Canucks have Elias Pettersson, Quinn Hughes. They're after that, the list is not very long.
That laugh though.
I don't know what the Canucks are doing, man. I just don't get it anymore. I really don't understand. Yeah.
I don't know. They need to find some key pieces and just figure out a direction that they're wanting to go in and just build around them. I mean, they got like Quinn Hughes and Pettersson and stuff. Yep. Like they got a couple pieces. And apparently Lindholm as well.
Apparently Elias Lindholm.
What do we got left for time? Oh, we got some time. We can do the next article.
Yeah, we fucking can. So that was aggressive. My apologies.
I'm crying on the inside. It's okay. We'll talk later.
We got 4 storylines to watch as we are approaching the final weeks of the NHL offseason.
I can't believe we're already.
Yeah, that's a little gross, hey?
Like, there's already a preseason schedule, and I'm scared to look at it.
Fuck. That means it's real. God, it's already August, man. It's already halfway through August.
Yeah, NFL is in full preseason mode. Like.
Anyway.
We're going to have snow on the ground soon again.
Well, you say we.
Okay, Saskatchewan's going to have snow on the ground soon again.
Sucker.
Fuck, I hate this province, but I love it.
Well, so, Kuznetsov. Wade? Well, he's been rumored basically for the last 3 years to be getting traded. He's talented. But boy, is he inconsistent. 55 points last season, more than a 30-point drop from the previous season. He's 31. He's got 2 years left on his deal, $7.8 million a season. Buddy, this is not, I don't know. I don't know if he's a player I want on my team, you know? It's so hit or miss, and either you get a world beater or you get nothing. And part of me is like, oh, he won his cup. He doesn't really care anymore. And part of me is like, that might be right. Yeah.
Yeah, although hell, if San Jose was able to get rid of this player as well as how they already got rid of Carlson, that definitely frees up some serious cap space. Yeah. I just can't think of any team that could afford to take this type of risk.
Yeah, true. We got some trade rumors other than that, because that is also a trade rumor, the trade potential. Yeah. Elias Lindholm entering the final year of his deal. And Conroy has not been afraid to trade players. He's already traded Toffoli to New Jersey as they're kind of retooling. Lindholm could potentially be next. The Jets they got some moves to make for sure. They got unrestricted free agents coming up with Hellebuck and Shifley. They bought Wheeler out. That was a while ago.
If the Flames traded Elias Lindholm for Connor Hellebuck, I would be okay with that.
There's literally no way the Winnipeg Jets do that deal.
Well, just think, Markstrom and Hellebuck, 1-2 punch.
Why would no? That's ridiculous. That's stupid.
And then you have Vladar as our third string.
You'd be paying way too much money for goaltending.
It's fine. We'll take all the fines.
Well, not fines, but just
it would probably push us over the salary cap. I'm sure of it.
We got free agents. We got free agents. Toronto. Still. Toronto on Wednesday signed Martin Jones to a 1-year deal. League man 875, not bad. We still got some other goalies out there. Yaroslav Halak, Brian Elliott, Aaron Dell.
And don't forget about Jager.
Not a goalie. I was talking about goalies.
Right. Shit, I thought we were talking about free agents. My bad. Well,
I said Martin Jones, Yaroslav Halak, Brian Elliott, and Aaron Dell. Those are all goalies, you motherfucker. Now, regular free agents. Phil Kessel, NHL's Iron Man, fresh off winning the Stanley Cup. He's 35 years old. He is healthy scratch through most of the playoffs. But hey, who doesn't want a 3-time Stanley Cup winner on their team? I don't, because if he's a healthy scratch, maybe he's not that great anymore. Anyway.
Well, I can show you the best way to eat a hot dog.
So Patrick Kane underwent hip resurfacing surgery on June 1st. I think we've talked about that already, but there is a bit of a recovery time, 4 to 6 months.
Yeah, that's a little bit of time.
It's kind of expected that he isn't going to sign until he is healthy again, but Jonathan Taves, his longtime...
I just want to say one more thing quick about Kane. Sorry.
All right. Yeah, what's up?
Like 4 to 6 months, you know. I bet you there's going to be some teams that will be in a playoff on like that bubble by that point. And we'll be willing to take a stab at Kane at like league minimum.
So, or even like $2 million.
Yeah. Something like that. Because he still can provide the veteran leadership and some.
He's also a great passer. He's still a great passer. Longtime teammate is Jonathan Toews is a free agent, but he probably won't re-sign. He missed all of last year and or most of last year, and he's just not. The health is bringing him down. So I hope for his sake he just retires, take the money, go relax, get good medical care so that the rest of your life is good. Because with bad injuries, you know, he's 35, he's not getting any younger, you know? So.
Yeah. It's sad and disappointing to see a team or a player to go out this way, but he had a great career. It was for a shitty team, Chicago. that he won a couple Stanley Cups. He has nothing left to prove, so. I don't disagree with that. Gross.
Well.
I think that's, I don't have anything else to add. Any other sport news that you got?
That's it, old buddy, old pal.
Yeah, it definitely sounds like we're starting to power down on her careness.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't know. Everyone out there stay still and stay safe.
What's up?
Say bye.
Bye. Yeah.